when we come back from the mind being spun out or lost in thought or drifting, we often have some habits about how we respond in that moment. And the suggestion to initially recognize awareness is really helpful there, because in that moment of recognizing awareness again, we can see it's effortless in that moment, and it's a beautiful moment to begin to taste that quality of awareness that we're not having to work for. And then to also recognize that because the mind has been often thought lost in some kind of world, that movement has probably constructed something in our minds, just naturally conditions. And so that kind of checking in or opening to what planet is this, you know, what landscape is this now, having been lost in thought. We might have some ideas or views about that, given the feeling or the flavor of what's going on as we're coming back. But to be open to something unexpected, what you might not think, you know, what we think is there might not quite be what is there. And so this is pointing to that opening to something new, or the possibility that it's not what we think it is. Really, the curiosity is important and helpful here. What's here? What's actually here? If we're looking for something, and this is a delicate kind of balance, not looking for something. If we're looking for something, we might miss what's there. The very act of looking can be obscuring. Sayadaw tells a story of a time he was in New England, and one of the fathers of one of the practitioners was driving him around the country roads, and mentioned that he has a deer alarm on the car, which is a very high-pitched tone to help alert the deers, you know, kind of repels the deers, you know, kind of the deer don't like that sound, so they don't tend to come onto the road when a car is going with that high-pitched sound. And he mentioned to Saito, you can actually hear it. We can hear that high-pitched sound. It can be hard to hear, but we can hear it. And so Sayadaw tried to listen to it, looked for it. How, you know, can I hear it? Can I hear it? And so there was this activity of trying to listen, trying to find it. And he couldn't hear it. But when he relaxed and stopped trying, it was there. And so this is that kind of quality of stepping back, opening to something, not looking for, but being available to recognize something we're not so familiar with, or maybe not expecting. At one point I was driving and kept noticing my mind be propelling into the future. A lot of restless mind, spinning mind, waking up into that. Not a pleasant state, waking up into that. A lot of mental machinations going on. And at that point, I was exploring, you know, kind of like, wow, that's a lot of planning. Come back. You know, come back to being here. Kind of feeling that pull to planning. I was kind of like, let go of the planning and come back. And the coming back to me at that moment was driving. So coming back to attending to the road, hands on the steering wheel. It kept happening. Multiple times it kept happening. And at some point, the mind got curious. It's like, well, what is going on here? And so there was a kind of a step back. It was a, what else is happening right now? And this is a, I would say this is a broader question than what's the attitude. It can encompass the attitude. This checking in, what else is happening right now? That can be, it can be a very gentle question to check into. What else is going on right now? When that question arose, while I was driving, what else is happening right now? What the mind discovered was that I was really happy. That was not what I expected to find. I expected to find something along the lines of constricted mind, ready to figure everything out, but happiness was what was there. And that happiness was a condition, when not noticed, that happiness was a condition for launching me into the planning. But when the happiness was seen, the mind was quite content to just be with that and not launch into a stream of, how can I make sure this continues? Which is kind of what was going on. How can I make sure this continues? And I didn't even know what was happening. Oh, it's amazing what the mind will do. So not looking, but being available. What else is happening? So also in that moment of return, kind of pointed to by that story a little bit, that when we recognize we've been lost in thought, that there's so many different flavors of what, both what the mind can wander into and get up to while we're not aware of it, but also our relationship coming back. How are we in that moment? What is our relationship to that moment of the return? But the mind in the wandering often can go off into habits of, you pick your favorite, aversion or confusion or wanting, desire. Often our minds do go off into that terrain, and so that when we return, that flavor can be in the mind, and it's really, really helpful to notice that. Not just kind of try to leap over the thoughts and come back to something else, kind of like I did with coming back to the steering wheel, coming back to the seeing while I was driving. So to kind of open to, okay, what the mind has been doing something. What is happening here? But also in that wandering, sometimes our mind can be in the field of wandering off into thinking about friends or other things. And in the coming back, what's there is kind of the connected feeling of those friendships, perhaps. The feeling of love, of metta, of sometimes that too can be a place, like with the happiness, that the mind can kind of leap out. Another experience on one retreat, noticing the mind going off thinking about friends from the Peace Corps. And coming back and over again, and initially, you know, coming back and trying to leap over that moment, just, oh, come back. You know, that's just thinking about friends. You know, that's not here. That's not now. That was what my mind was saying. But at some point, again, it happened enough that the mind began to get curious. And in the checking into the what's here? What is the landscape the mind is in relationship to those thoughts? And it was love. It was connection. And so again, that opening to that, the mind stopped wandering. It was like the mind was trying to help me notice metta or something in that moment. And so many, many times, more often than you might think, when the mind wanders off, it doesn't always wander off into greed, aversion, or delusion. It can wander off into wholesome states. It can wander off into ease and peace. And so that moment, again, this is a kind of a encouragement not to judge that moment. Sometimes it's like our mind is trying to help us when it wanders. Often I've seen in times when I'm over-efforting, working too hard, the mind will wander. And when mindfulness returns, there's more relaxation. Kind of like the mind is saying, yeah, you're working way too hard. Let me show you how to relax. And so if we are judging in that moment when the mindfulness returns, we may miss that there's actually a settling or a wholesome state that has come in that wandering. So be available to receive the landscape, the planet that you arrive on when the mindfulness returns.